Welcome back. I hope you've had the opportunity to consider and to think about the assumptions and presuppositions of neurolinguistic programming and creation technologies that we discussed on the first CD. Remember, those assumptions are simply beliefs. And once again, we don't know whether or not they're true, and quite frankly, it doesn't matter. The question is, what do they allow you to do when you act as if they are true? And the fact is that, as we mentioned before, all beliefs are possibility filters. As you begin to accept the assumptions of neurolinguistic programming and creation technologies, your behaviors will change, and as a result, just that in and of itself will change the entire world around you. So now let's begin to take a look at another aspect of creation technologies, and that's communication itself. So we looked at the underlying assumptions or beliefs upon which all of this occurs. Remember, as I mentioned before, ultimately, there's two things that determine the results that we produce in our lives. First is our internal communications, how and what we communicate to ourselves inside our mind and body, our thoughts, our thinking. The second thing is our external communications, how and what we communicate with the people around us. All right, there's two things that determine your world. Your thoughts determine the world that appears around you. We discussed this before. Now, your interpersonal communications are going to determine the world as well. So we're going to begin to take a look at interpersonal communications. We've discussed the beliefs that support the interpersonal communications. Now let's look at some of the techniques themselves. The first thing that we're going to be talking about is what we call sensory acuity. Sensory acuity is simply your ability to notice the subtle physiological shifts in an individual and gauge their response to your communication or a given situation. Okay, so it's looking at somebody and noticing what their response is to your communication. Sensory acuity, if you're looking at it from a personal achievement standpoint outside of interpersonal communication, it's your ability to notice whether or not you're producing results. Inside of interpersonal communication, it's your ability to look at the other person who's sitting across from you or the group that's sitting in front of you and notice what their response is to your communication. That's sensory acuity. Now, there's a few different reasons why you want to become a master of sensory acuity. Master communicators throughout time have been masters of sensory acuity. This, in and of itself, from a personal development standpoint, being a master communicator is dependent upon your ability to gauge the response to your communication. What it does is it serves as a steering system for your communication. It allows you to know where to go with it next. It makes you masterful at rapport, whether with an individual or in a group. Because remember, if the meaning of the communication is the response you get, this is how you know what you're communicating. So in terms of business, see, in a business situation, in a context of business, you want to be able to read the person sitting in front of you. You want to know how your communication is getting through to them. If you're in sales, that's incredibly important. You need to be able to gauge your prospect and understand where the prospect's at any given moment. See, there's a lot of salespeople that talk themselves out of sales or talk the prospect out of a sale. So your ability to understand where the prospect's at is going to make you a master salesperson. From a management perspective or a leadership perspective, your ability to gauge whether or not your message has gotten through to the person you're communicating with is incredibly important as well. Quick story, I stopped over at a business partner's house for a little while, and the moment I walked in the room, he says, "I noticed your energy is low." You see, he's such a master of sensory acuity that he can notice where somebody's at any given moment. Now, what we're going to be teaching you is how to break that down. It's the structure of intuition, really. So we're going to be teaching you the structure of knowing what's happening at any given moment with another individual. From an education standpoint, educators absolutely need to be masters of sensory acuity because they can know whether or not a child or an adult, if you're in adult education, is getting the message that's being communicated. From a coaching and therapy standpoint, it allows you to know whether or not the person that you're communicating with has actually made the change or where they're at. In fact, Dr. Milton Erickson, who was just a master of sensory acuity, he was the world's foremost hypnotherapist, was once asked how he knew a woman was going into a trance. And he said, "I noticed," and she was sitting across the room from him, by the way. And he said, "I knew she was going into a trance because I saw the beating of the pulse on her ankle slow." That was the mastery that Milton Erickson had. When you have that sort of mastery in sensory acuity, you just become a master communicator. You can know how to gauge your response. But Sherlock Holmes is another master of sensory acuity, could notice the subtle shifts or the subtle things that were going on. In fact, I just had recently a couple of my students were requested by the U.S. Army to teach their interrogators the techniques of NLP so that they could be utilized in the interrogations that they were using after the September 11th attacks and in Afghanistan. So the techniques are the best on the planet for communication. So let's take a look at what these are, once again, we realize that people make minute changes from moment to moment in their physiology, in their external physiology, based upon what's happening inside of them. And those changes have meaning if you have enough sensory acuity.